Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is the 10th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, and today we'll be discussing Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, tell us about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. When was he born and what were his particular traits that made him such a unique individual?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was known as Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Then we say Pirani Pir, because there's no doubt he was one of the greatest awliyaullah of his time and so forth. So they say Gilan, Jilan is also called Gil, and so Jilan. And the authors of Bahjatul Asrar say that this was the place where he was like born and so forth, in Tabristan, south of the Caspian Sea. So that is, gives us an idea that where it was and so forth and so on. So now if you look at, you must remember that where this noble personality was born and so forth. From his father's side, he was a Hassani, going to Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. From his mother's side, remember, he was what we will say a Husseini and so forth. Yeah. So what had happened was that, you know, where Abu Salih, Jung Dost, so a descendant, so this was now the father. So he was walking and he felt very hungry, and for a few days he never had meal. He saw an apple floating down the stream, and he picked it up and ate it. But then afterwards he said, now let me know, go and see from where it comes, like, you know. And then when he came there to the owner of the garden and begged him his pardon for the apple, that, you know, I ate this apple without your permission. So obviously that owner realized that this person is somebody special who will go and ask for forgiveness for eating an apple that is there on the road and something like that. So he told him, okay, that, you know, I want you to do this. That he said that I shall pardon you, but you must marry my daughter. And my daughter is blind and deaf and dumb and all those things there. So then he said, okay, it's better I marry now to her, I marry her, than paying anything the year after and so forth. So then the nikah was performed, everything, Abu Salih and the lady and so forth. When he went there, he saw a beautiful lady and so, then he's wondering now what happened here. So he said that, no, what I meant was my daughter is deaf, dumb, blind, all that. Normally she would not see haram things, hear haram things, speak haram things and so forth. So that is, I understand. So the father's name was Abu Salih. So we can see the caliber of people. Mother's name was Ummul Khair, Fatima. So that was makes him Hassani and Husseini. From the father's side is Husseini, and from the mother's side he is Hassani and so forth. So we should remember that as well. When was his Milad Mubarak, his honorable birth? He was born on the 1st of Ramadan, 470 after Hijrah. The year 470 after Hijrah. Then obviously that, you know, the mother's tarbiyat and all that. So when he was going also, so to go study and so forth, and you know, so then the crooks caught him, and then they said that, now you give us your valuables. So he gave them, and one pocket they didn't see, so he showed them that also. So these people were amazed, like, you know, this person that we never even saw that he's showing us. He said, no, my mother said I was never get involved in corruption and deception and lying and us and all these type of things. So they were people that, you know, that they were very impressed, and they made Tawbah and so forth. So a lot of things like that are written about Hazrat Piran Pir and so forth, even during his youth and so forth. And then you see that, you know, he became a great, like, great alim, he became a great sheikh and so forth. So much so, he was given the title of Muhyi Sunnah. You know, so that is the person who is reviving the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You see, when you become very famous, then you have a lot of critics. Some will be genuine critics, they have some valid points. Others just based on jealousy and so forth and so on. So when you study Hadith Sharif, then you will know two people's name. One is Ibn al-Jawzi. So Ibn al-Jawzi is considered mutashaddid. So when he comes to jarah and criticizing, so he's very, very, he goes sometimes overboard and over limit. And then you get Ibn Hibban. He's called mutasahil, very, very lenient, you know. So sometimes people who are weak, he'll say they sahih and authentic and so forth and so on. So when you study hadith in depth, then you come to learn all these things. So Ibn al-Jawzi was very, very critical initially of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarullah Marqadahu. Then when he met Hazrat Pirani Pir and so forth, and he sat in his majlis and he took the tafsir and he made various tafsir. This meaning could mean, this one could mean this. So then he understood that these are people of real piety and taqwa. Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. You know, that you will find certain things they speak, you won't even find in any kitab. It comes directly, ilham, you know, direct inspiration and so forth from Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Because of this, so then he became his mu'taqid, like, you know. So that was, he would say that no, that this man is not this ordinary people, was great, great giant, you must remember, of Islam and so forth and so on. So that is also, on a lighter note, you must remember that my name also Abdul Qadir, and I also was born in Ramadan, you see. So this year Ramadan coming, Allahumma balighna Ramadan, I'll be 70 years old, inshallah, inshallah, al-Aziz, with Allah's grace and mercy. So we will see now when he passed away and so forth and so on. So Hazrat Pirani Pir Rahmatullah Alayhi, you must remember, well, shouldn't speak too much to people and all that. He should continue with his, you must remember, own work and so forth, write and do this. And then obviously when it was time to teach people, he would teach them and so forth and so on. So in the year 503, so now he was born in 470, so now when he was 33 years old, Hazrat Hamad said, the Ajami, that the Sheikh Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, because he came from that part of the world like a non-Arab, my foot is on the neck of all the awliyaullah. So, you know, so meaning that he's trying to say that he was one of the biggest sheikhs of his time. So therefore in our Urdu, and that we say Pirane Pir, you understand? Sheikhul Mashaikh, like that you'll translate in Arabic and so forth. So these are awliyaullah, how they considered, how we say that Hazrat Mu'ana Sheikhul Hadith Mu'a Zakariya Nawwarallahu Al-Qadahu. Again, I give you the reference also. The book he wrote in 3-4 days or so, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that book originally is written in Arabic. And Mohan Abdul Rahim Mutala in Chipata, who passed away, he told me personally, Sheikh wrote this book in 3-4 days, basically. You know, he said he would hardly sleep. For me and you, I think 3 years or so, we won't finish a kitab, you know. There's so much research and all that there. So that is karamat of Sheikh. Then it was translated in Urdu by Hazrat Mona Yusuf Ludhianvi. He also became Shaheed, you understand? And then the Taqri is the foreword, and that was written by Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah. So in there he wrote, Is door mein sabse bare Sheikhul Hadith is Hazrat Sheikh Mona Zakariya. Now that is an opinion, it's not something wahi or something. So people will agree, other people say, no, they are greater people also, you know, in Arab world, or yeah, and there and all. So that is opinion. Like you see, it's not something that we agree, you understand. But what I'm saying is this, that you can't say now everybody doesn't agree. That's the point I am making. So now that is what he said. He said that you, the Sheikh Hamad, as Hamad said, that you are going to be the foot on the neck of all the awliyaullah, and you will become the Sheikhul Mashaikh and so forth. And it happened like that also. So that's why we call him Hazrat Pirani Pir Nawwarallahu Marqadahu and so forth. And among us Maimans especially, understood, you will find generally, not in every family, but in many families, one son they will always call Abdul Qadir. You understand? The nisbat to the awliyaullah and so forth and so on, and this type of thing there. So now one day you must remember Satan, Shaitan tried to, you know, lead him astray and so forth. He told him that, you know, you have made so much ibadat and all that, now you don't have to read salat and all that. Words like that. So he told him that you are Shaitan. Nabi said, Quran says, Wa'bud Rabbaka hatta yatika al-yaqeen. You must continue worshipping Allah Ta'ala till death comes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued worshipping. So how can I say is maaf for me and so forth, you know? So he recognized that there is some Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. You waswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wa nas. It was a Friday in the year 511 AH in Baghdad. So you see, all this happened there. So a person came and made salam and so forth and so on. And thereafter came and said that, you know what, that Allah has made you that muhyi sunnah and so forth and so on. Then another person came and he kissed his hand and called him Hazrat Muhyiddin. So it shows that, like, see, today people give titles, you know, Sheikhul Islam, Mufti Azam, Mufti this, Mufti that. Oh, Sheikhul whatever. So that's how he got the title of, you must remember, there's Muhyiddin and that. So he used to give, mashallah, you understand, this discourses, lectures, advices, majalis, and so forth and so on. So now it became famous that this is a real sheikh, and from where and where people started coming, you know, to study and imbibe knowledge from him and so forth. So all this carried on, you must remember. Then, and great people used to come to him. So sometimes non-Muslims would come to him and embrace Islam and so forth. They say 500 Jews and Christians approximately, you understand, became Muslims and so forth. So all this happened here. And then he would continue teaching without fear and favor and so forth. So that is always the shan of the awliyaullah. Shan means the condition and so forth here. So they say his karamats are many. You must remember that sometimes thousands of people are sitting and everybody could hear him. So now if I tell you 5,000, 10,000 people now are listening to me, so it's nothing new. We got all the gadgets and that. You understand? In those days, somebody tell you 2,000, 5,000 people are listening to you. Obviously, it'll be a karamat, you must remember. How are you going to make so many people hear? So, you know, sometimes when you have ANC and no current, and in a masjid, if you don't have mukabbirs, that whole salat will get, people won't know what to do. When must they go into ruku and into sajda and a lot of issues like that. So alhamdulillah, like that, things have happened and so forth. Then we find that the books, you must remember, that he wrote and so forth, of Hazrat Piran Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah. So yeah, and these books, some of them are translated in English, you know. So we should read those books as well, and then we'll understand. Another thing we must understand is he was a Hanbali scholar. You understand? He followed the Hanbali school. So these are, you must remember, the famous books of his. One is Ghunyatul Talibin. So this is to do with the laws of Sharia and so forth. He speaks about the various groups and sects, you know, they say 73 groupings and so forth. So obviously he belonged to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He performed 50 Hajj, you know. So the Imam Hanifa Rahimullah performed 55. Hazrat Pirani Pir performed 50. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was Sahabi, 65 Hajj and 1,000 Umrahs. So he was up and down. Then Fathur Rabbani, this contained 68 sermons of Hazrat, you see, that were delivered between the years 545 and 546 of the Hijrah. Then Futuhul Ghaib, you know. So Futuhul Ghaib, there's a book here on Sufism and so forth and so on. Then this Qasidatul Ghawsiyya, it is something very, very short, they say, yeah? So there this Qasida and like poetry and so forth and so on. So anyway, I know that one, two of the works are translated, I saw it myself. That Ghunyatul Talibin, so that one there, this one kalam there, which I really love, and I mentioned it before also, and I always try and quote it also. So he writes there, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed every day? We can't even imagine how many people are passing away in Gaza, how many passing away in Lebanon, how many passing away in Kashmir, or Syria, or Libya, or Bangladesh, or the Burmese Muslims. You must remember of Burma and so, and non-Muslims. But leave the non-Muslims out here. What are they going to worry of kafan and that? We're speaking of Muslim now. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan shroud are being washed daily? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ. But the person who's going to go into that coffin, me and you, they're so busy in the market, in the mall, in the bazaar, shopping and so forth and so on. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug, you know. So وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. So how many graves are being dug daily? If you go to our graveyard, you will see 3-4 are already open, you see. So they keep, because every day is janaza and so forth and so on. But the person going to the grave, me and you, وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. And the person going to that grave, remember, he is what? Or deceived by the occasions of joy and happiness. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَوْحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? Because for him too, you must remember, you know, buy new car, buy new house, buy this. He's very easy, he got the means. So he's very, very pleased with himself. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَوْحِكُ وَوَا أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. And very soon, you'll be history, you'll be gone. So that is from غُنْيَةُ Talibin of Hazrat Piran and Pir and all that. Then we must remember, there are different aspects of his life and all this kind of thing, yeah. So now, at the age, he said, at the age of 51, he married. So you must remember, he got married at the age of 51. So he got married late. You know how many children he had? 49 children, 27 were sons and 22 were daughters. Then he got others also, wives and all that. So imagine that, you understand, late in life, but Allah gives them spiritual strength also and so forth and so on. So then it's not from one wife this. So you must remember that there were four wives and they all were like happy and so forth. So that Allah Ta'ala makes easy for them and so. So his son's name was Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Wahhab, you see. So that is one son. Then Hazrat Sheikh Isa, that is another son. Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Razak, so was another son. So Hazrat Sheikh Musa, so another son. So these are the famous ones and so forth and so on. Thereafter, when you come towards his death, so you must remember that he passes away. So this is, now you see, in today, if you look at South Africa, is the 10th of Rabiul Akhir. And if you look at majority countries in the world, it's 11th of Rabiul Akhir. So your Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak, Baghdad and all that. So if you go there today to Baghdad, there are hundreds and thousands of people there. I went there during the season, you see, that on 11th and that, when I went in 2000. So we went from here, from there, you know, to South Africa, then you go this country, then we land up where? So you must remember, first you go to, say, Syria. Then from Syria, you must remember, you come towards, you know, Iraq, and this, we took a bus and so forth. So then from there, we came back, we took a plane or whatever, or we came back by road, and then we came to Jordan, then Jordan, Palestine, and then is how we went, like you see. This was in 2000. So when I must remember, when we went there to Baghdad, and we spent 6 days there, our guide also passed away, you know, because of sanctions and all that. Obviously, we believe a person passes away on the time appointed, designated, but the sabab is zahiri, so that is also something we must take into consideration. And then remember that Hazrat Pirani Pir Sinana Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawrul Amr Qadav, he knows better than anybody else that death is inevitable. So he was preparing for all those things there, and then you see that Almighty Allah gave him such a death on the 11th. So today is the 11th in majority countries. So when you go there on the 11th, you will find thousands of people, men, women, children, all. And sometimes they're doing some things that are totally haram, making ruku to the grave Mubarak, some people making sajda, somebody doing this. There were some guys there outside in the courtyard, you know, what a big drum they hit. So you must remember, they hit in the drum, dum, dum, and that was a very big duff, like, you know, they'll tell you it's duff and all this. So anyway, so I went there 2-3 times during the week, and I just want to see. Now that night of the 11th came, so then they came and we say, come on, the bus is waiting, you must come. So I said, no, I use Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. She understands strategy. فَنَذَرَ نَذَرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. So he looked at them and the stars and that, and he said, I'm ill. So I'm ill, they took the meaning physically, but he took the meaning spiritually. I am fed up with people's kufr and blasphemy and all that. So what I saw 2-3 days before that, if that is the introduction, what will happen on the 11th night? So I didn't go. So they were very surprised. Where is this Muta? So some people knew me there. So South Africans I'm talking about. So you know, you meet them there and all that. So that is like one of the main places you have to go for ziyarat and so forth. I mean, Hazrat Pirani Pir was very great. There's no doubt about that. But the people that I'm speaking about, the public, the masses, sometimes, not say all the time, they indulge in such activities that Islam never will allow it. You know, so a thing like this, you must remember that we must not become so blind that we don't distinguish what is haq and what is batil and so forth and so on. So it was then on the 11th of Rabiul Akhir that Hazrat Sheikh Pirani Pir passed away. And remember that when he passed away, it was on the 11th of Rabiul Akhir, and it was the year 561. So he lived for 91 years, you see. And if you want Gregorian calendar, when he passed away, 1166. Gregorian calendar, 1166, 1166 he passed away. So that's also good. And if you want the Gregorian calendar for his birth also, so that also is written. So you must remember that everything when you go into research, you will find it there, and so forth and so on. So he was born in the year 470 Hijrah on the first day of Ramadan. So that was the year they say 107 and then going to 1078. So I think that maybe it is 1078, because that, you know, we will say that Gregorian calendar, that is. And obviously our Islamic calendar 470. So we should know these type of things also. And then in the ending, remember when Malakul Maud comes to him and so forth, he says that, you know what, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do so many work. So then Malakul Maud says, no, now your time is up and so forth. But you still got, you must remember, like say, few days or so, just as a reminder, you know, old ya Allah. So that also happens, then the death occurs. Ya ayyatu nafsul mutmainna. That remember that you are the soul that are totally content. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Turn to Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So how that Allah is pleased with you, you are pleased with Allah. Fadukhuli fi ibadi wadukhuli jannati. So that is how Almighty Allah Jalla wala gives them, you understand, such honor, rank and so forth. So many people, you must remember, that they'll go there, show respect and so forth. So for the government, in Saddam's time that was, when we went, all these places, they made it a money spinner. You go to Karbala, immaculate condition, because people want to go and see. Najaf you go, where it said Hazrat Ali is buried there. It's not true that, but anyway, in the minds of public. So the people flock there. Then you come here by Hazrat Pirani Pir. And if you just go across the street, you will find that Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi is buried there. So many awliyaullah. Therefore, Iraq has a very rich history. Anbiya buried there, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, Sahaba buried there, Huzaifa bin Yaman and Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu and others. Tabi'een buried there, like Imam Abu Hanifa. And thereafter, remember, that you know that if you look at our history, then you will find that there were great awliyaullah. Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi was there. And so like that, so many others you must remember that are buried there and so forth. But Allah Ta'ala chooses few of them only and not all of them. So that is what we should realize. Always beg Allah, Allah waj'alna min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, that you know, make accept this khidmat we are rendering to the people and the masses. Because masses, they cannot really think straight, you know. They think like, you know, somebody does a favor today, then they forget the people who did favor for them for 5 years. Like, now Allah did us the greatest favor, gave us Iman, Islam, all these kind of things. So end of the day, who are the awliyaullah? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They have true Iman and they have taqwa. So that is what we are lacking. Okay, iman we will say we got, but do we have taqwa? So I'm speaking now, you must remember generally to the awam, the public, the shopkeepers, all that. You have to go look. You must remember that you know where people are doing good works and so forth. So very few in this day and this age. In those days, there were so many people who were doing good work and so forth. So that is what we should understand and make dua that, Ya Allah, let us follow your command, the command of Nabi alayhi salam, of Sahaba, and then the awliya wa Rahman. And first you follow. So the ittiba, the word is used, and in that way, there Almighty Allah make easy for us that then we go to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Barakallah. I think time is up. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From us in the team, Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.